Prince George City Councilor Jillian Merrick wants residents to get smart with their savings. So she's starting a group that will meet weekly to discuss saving tips and tricks. And she joins me this morning on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why did you decide to kickstart this little group here to look into financial health?
Well, first and foremost, it was primarily for my own benefit. So I tend to budget plan every year. And as I was kind of sketching it out, I realized that there's lots of online support groups for this kind of thing because, again, reaching goals, you're always more successful if you have a support group. And then the next step down the road was, well, why join an online support group when I could probably just organize one here locally, because in person is always more more enjoyable than the distance for me. So that was how I got here.
Some might be surprised you're a city councilor worrying about your own financial health. Maybe you can tell us about the journey about where you maybe realized that you could stand to benefit from this.
Well, I don't think it really matters who you are. Everyone stands to benefit from financial planning, but certainly those of us who live on a tighter budget have to keep a closer eye on things. And a lot of people think, I guess, that most politicians are pretty flush with cash, but the reality is that the annual salary for a Prince George City Councillor is $31,000, and that job is my primary income. So that's roughly what I earn in a year, which for most people doesn't seem like very much. For some people, it seems like a lot. It really is just a matter of perspective.
Right. How do you make it work?
One of the things, I guess, that's the big part is just, you know, chipping away and making a plan beforehand in terms of what you need to spend every month to do the things you want to do. But the biggest chunk, I think, that saves me money in my budget is a vehicle. So the average family spends about $400 to $500 a month on a vehicle, and many families have anywhere from one to three vehicles, maybe four or five in their driveway. Mm-hmm. And my partner has a vehicle, but I don't have one. I haven't had one in 3 years. So that's 3 years of saving about $500 a month. It really adds up.
Do you have a way, do you think, by making a group that you could make saving money possibly even fun?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because I think, you know, one of the things that we'll be doing to start is a potluck. So a potluck is one of those things that if you would like to save money but still enjoy having dinner with friends rather than going out to a restaurant, have a potluck together.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and I think most people would find the same enjoyment. You know, you got to work a little harder to have potluck. You got to make a meal.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you're like me and you enjoy cooking, sometimes you actually enjoy your own food better than you do when you eat out. And I know eating out is a special treat for me, but the reality is if I do it too many times, too often, I really don't feel very good. The food's often too heavy, too rich, and too expensive. So it's nice to cook at home.
And I guess they imagine when you do a kind of like a potlatch, there's a possibility as well of doing, I've seen these budget meals groupings taking off, as well as like a group canning where people swap. So you get variety.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, one of the best ways that I save money on my grocery bill is by splitting a side of beef. So a side of beef is one of the most economical ways to purchase your meat for the year, but it's a lot of meat.
Right.
For a family of two people, I go through about an eighth of a cow, me and my partner, in a year. So there's no way that we could justify buying a whole side. So we need other people to join up with us to purchase a side of beef. So I've done that in the past.
I see. And maybe swapping some beef for some other edibles.
Absolutely. And one of the nice things about a really beautiful side of beef that, you know, a really good product is it makes great gifts. So there was one year that I actually ordered a side of pork. Was the same year that my partner decided that he didn't really like pork. And I thought, oh gosh, like, what am I going to do with all this, this great pork I have? And so everybody got a ham for Christmas.
A ham. That's lovely.
Loved it.
Yeah, no
it
kidding.
Is. Yeah.
I wish I got a ham for Christmas.
Sorry, we're on the list. Maybe next
year. Next
year,
maybe. Well, yeah. What are some, like, I mean, we're still in the early days of this group. What are some tips for saving on a small salary?
Plan. I mean, everybody has different things that make them happy, but the bottom line is you have to know ahead of time what your expectations are. So understand what your income is and write it out on month to month, you know, what you need to put aside. And challenge yourself to go above and beyond. One of the things about a sort of a frugal February challenge is that you do a few things that maybe you never really had the motivation to do because you're always a bit timid. So one of the things I'll be doing is canceling Netflix, canceling my Spotify subscription. I got rid of cable a long time ago, but even Netflix I think is $13, $14 a month. So, and in my goal of trying to save up $150 a month to put away for a car in 2 years, Netflix is 10% of the way there. Mm. So every little bit counts. And during the month, you know, and you can always get Netflix back. So the reality is you challenge yourself to do new things. And one of the things I discovered, for example, with that subscription was that the Prince George Library actually now offers through free, through your library membership, a subscription to Hoopla, which is also an online video, movie, and TV streaming service, but it's totally free, and you can access it from home through your library membership.
All these little tricks. And does the group allow you to hold yourself accountable? Is that the idea?
I think so. I mean, one of the things about one of the benefits I have, I guess, is that council salaries are public, and so I can... There's no reason for me to get cagey about my salary. I can talk openly about what it is. But one of the things I noticed in the online support groups is that nobody actually talks about what their salary is. They talk about how much they save and where they save. But at the end of the day, you still don't really know if they're, you know, high, low, medium income earners. And I don't expect to know the salary of everyone in the group. So, you know, it's this kind of this fine line of everyone working together to support each other, but also not being too judgmental and focusing on the hard numbers. It's really about the process of planning, budgeting, making cuts, and trying new things to save money.
And each week, your group will have a different theme as well.
We do, yeah. The first theme is first week is household and food. I think second week was entertainment and communications. Third week was sort of utilities, and the fourth week is banking and revenues.
Neat. So if we want to find more information, how do we join up, or how do we find out more about it?
Yeah, it's going to be a big group, so I've got to find a new location for us to meet. Yeah. But I have a website that I maintain, jillianforcouncil.com, and there's a post there, and it's linked through my Facebook page as well.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you sharing your time with us this morning, your group with us. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.